Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 32, question 86. Since then we are redeemed from our misery by grace through Christ without any merit of ours, why should we do good works? Because Christ, having redeemed us by his blood, also renews us by his Holy Spirit after his own image, that with our whole life we show ourselves thankful to God for his blessing, and that he be glorified through us. Then also that we ourselves may be assured of our faith by the fruits thereof, and by our godly walk win also others to Christ. And then question 84. Can they then not be saved who do not turn to God from their unthankful, impenitent life? By no means, for as the Scripture saith, no unchaste person, idolater, adulterer, thief, covetous man, drunkard, slanderer, robber, or the like, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. As you can see in the answer to question 86, good works are necessary. Good works are vital. Good works are indispensable, but not in order for us to acquire or obtain or seek out salvation. Rather, they are the response to salvation already bestowed. Now, there's pretty much an endless number of texts in the Scriptures to which we could appeal in demonstration of that point, but the Catechism highlights Romans 6, and especially verse 13, where we read, "And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God." Now that supports very clearly and directly what the Catechism teaches, because it shows how do we present ourselves as servants to God rather than as servants to sin. Well, we do so as those who have already been made alive from the dead. Good works are not the way to acquire eternal life. Good works are the natural, the logical, the inevitable response to eternal life, to spiritual resurrection freely bestowed. Why should we do good works? Because we already belong to Christ. Because we already receive of his benefits. The good works, then, are not an attempt to twist God's arm to bless us. They are a response of thankfulness, glorifying God in our behavior because of what he has already done for us. Now, the difference between those two positions might seem very small because either way you're supposed to do good works. And sometimes that's all that people focus on. But it's also the difference between night and day. Because in the one case, we're viewing God as somebody who will be served before he's good. We will give first to God, and then we will hope God will reciprocate. That's a very different mindset and approach from asking, what different good works could I do? How many different good works could I get involved in? Because look at all the good that has already been poured out upon me in Christ. You may come out to the same position in terms of what are you doing? But your motivation, your heart, the whole atmosphere of life that is involved is a polar opposite. They're completely different. May God give us grace then to remember, to know, to believe the privileges and blessings that we've received in Christ, and good works will be the result of that.